Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. Oh, there you go, man.
I can't believe it. I'm here with Daniel Lim.
You're funny. Okay, so on episode 588, we started a mini series on multi-site skills. And on that episode, we talked about three different models of multi-site: the identical twin, the sibling, and the cousin. Yeah. And on today's episode, we want to talk about what ministry planning looks like. How do you plan ministry and what ministry within a campus looks like? How do you do that well and effectively across different sizes of campuses? So if you haven't listened to 588 and 590, this is all a part of the same series. And man, Todd, after 590, there are so many different trails that we could probably go down, like one of them being the conflict management side of things. So maybe we should, what did you say? It was like, how do you lead those you don't like or something?
Yeah, I was talking about toward the end of that. It reminded me of an article that I wrote forever ago. This is like 8 years ago or something for Catalyst. And it was how to lead people you don't like. Yeah. And it's like, it's still, I think if you, I don't know, I'm sure you could Google it and find it, but it's a really important subject because whether you inherited those people or you hired them and they weren't who you thought they were, or there was some kind of, you know, issue, you have to understand in part, it's your issue, whether it's a personality issue or, you know, they offended you in some way. Guys, on those two things, you got to get over it.
Okay. So let's actually tackle that next time on 594, because you're right. Especially within a multi-site context, you are not picking your team from scratch.
No, you're not.
Right. No. So there's a lot that you need to learn from there. So, but for today's episode, we want to talk about really the challenge that every multi-site church has, where every campus is going to be a different size. And you typically have it where the mothership or the largest campus, whether you use those terms or you hate those terms, you are typically going to have a large multi-service sort of ministry. And then you're typically going to start a campus that's new and that's smaller. And there might be a size difference between 1,000 people to 100 people or 3,000 people to 300 people or whatever that might be. And inevitably what happens is it's like, you know, the campus side staff are like, yeah, that might work over there, but we're like a tenth of your size. Or those on the central side might make it overly complex. And those at one of the campuses might be like, yeah, that doesn't work. Like, I don't have 50 volunteers to do that same thing here. And we don't need that either. So a lot of conflict can result. And we're not talking about the conflict side of things. We're going to do that next time. What we want to talk about is, how do you get ahead of that? How do you plan ministry well when there's just a ton, like if you're, So what are your thoughts around that?
Okay. So I think first of all, it goes back to the very beginning. You know, if we're talking about pipeline, I would talk about, hey, there's a reason we always start with story. And when you think of story, you think of what is the story of our church? Yes, of course, it is the old story. It is the gospel. That's the purpose of our church. How do we live that out? What is our vision and our values? If you're not clear on your vision and your values, and that vision and that those values have not been fully fleshed out and demonstrated and clarified again and again and again, you're in big, big trouble. If you don't have clarity there, then the farther, again, you deviate, the farther you get away from it, the more off course you're going to be. So I would say it definitely starts right there. It starts with your vision and values. If you don't have clarity on those things, then the decisions people make will have to go through 45 other people, policies, processes, checks and balances, and it's going to be ridiculous because
You don't want that leading the way. You're right.
No A player wants to go through that. If you have an A player on your team and you subject them to those things, they will look for the nearest exit door because life's too short for that mess.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I answer your
question? No. That's awesome. That's awesome. Keep on going because you're right. I mean, I love how kind of meta-wise, high up, you know, forest from the trees, you're like, hey, before you even plan ministry, you need to make sure that the vision and the values are driving things and not the policies and not people's pet peeves and all of that.
And so, you know, moving forward, let's say you have, you know, several campuses now and you're in your annual planning cycle, then everything you do is going to be informed by that central vision and values. And so I personally, what I ended up doing was establishing some tent pole things. We called them tent poles. It was like, hey, three times a year, here's the three things that we are all going to do together each year. And still you have a guy come back and say, well, okay, well, we don't want to do that. We want to do this. Well, no, we've all established this is what we do. Every year we go into DC and we clean up schools in the district. I understand that half your people are 50 miles outside the district, but we've established this is one of the things that we're going to do because no matter where we are in the city, we're a sleeper community for DC itself. And there's definitely a need there. And, you know, it was very strategic from a PR standpoint and everything else. But this is one of the things we were going to do. And you'd be, you know, people would come back and say, oh, well, I want to do this. Or can't I do something in, you know, my area? Or, hey, schools in my area need support too. Awesome. Do that next weekend. But this weekend, you're doing this. November, you're doing turkey outreach. No, you know, this time of year, you're doing this. Because that was a way for us all to come together. Often, we're bringing a lot of volunteers to one location, not always to the same, to that main campus, so to speak. It may be a part of the city or whatever, but we're all gathering together under, you know, kind of one banner. It is three family reunions a year that are really service focused and ministry based.
So, okay. So who makes the decision on those tent pole side of things?
They were things that for us, it was like, hey, these are things that we already do that are established and it's going to be easy to pull people under this banner. It already has momentum. So that's why I did that. You know, if you're not lucky enough to have those, then you need to establish those and make sure those things are big enough to be and compelling enough and clearly connected enough to your vision to draw a crowd or they won't work.
Yeah. So are you saying that this is something, because you were exec pastor over campuses, so is that something that you led or is more kind of like the senior leadership team there? They're saying, hey, before all the ministries plan what their ministry looks like, as a senior leadership team, we're going to declare, hey, here are our big rocks or here are our big temples.
Yeah. It wasn't even afterwards a question.
Everyone plans.
It wasn't supposed to be a question. This is what we do. We do this every year. And it's a way, again, for us to all feel like we're one place. I mean, we did strategic things throughout the year as well, where we would say, okay, here are our values. We need a value story from all the campuses. We want those represented throughout the course of the year. So, hey, this weekend, we're going to have a value story that fleshes, that puts the flesh on the bones of, you know, people matter to God and us, and here's the scripture verse. Mm-hmm. Well, people don't know what that means, or they do their own math and decide what the answer is, unless you tell them a story that goes along with it. So the perfect way to keep us all on the same page is to say, hey, at all the campuses, no matter what campus you're at, you're going to hear a story from Loudon this week, or you're going to hear a story from fill in the blank this week. This, you know, And then next week it's a different campus and a different value. But that was a way for us all to make sure we were on the same page and sing from the same song sheet. But those supplemented, in my opinion, those big rallying points where we all gathered together. So when it came to planning, it was assumed we are going to do this. Now, occasionally there would be strategic initiatives that would come up where we would say, oh, we need to do, we need all the small groups to study, you know, these eight sessions on this or whatever. And that was a little different.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and then we'll give you an example of what this looks like in a post-COVID reality. No matter how many people you have on staff at your church, there's only so much you can accomplish in a day, right? Your church exists to serve your community, so the mission of your church and its staff is to reach as many people as you can. That's why productivity is essential for churches, as most of your church's success lies in its ability to lean into and leverage resources for optimum performance. And thankfully, our friends at Belay know this well. Belay, an innovative staffing solution with over 10 years of experience serving churches, has successfully matched thousands of organizations with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. That's why they're offering our listeners a free download of their resource, Church Leaders: Essential Strategies to Unleash Productivity. Let Belay help your church live its mission in your community by helping you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay, that's BELAY solutions.com/Lifeway for your free download. Now back to the episode. All right, so obviously when it comes to those tentpole events or those big rocks, there's typically within a multi-site church a senior leadership team that's planning those, and maybe in some contexts it's the ministry side that is driving what those big pieces are, or in other contexts it's the teaching team that's driving what that context is. But regardless, you essentially have those big pieces set aside in the calendar, and then the ministries go ahead and plan. Well, for me at Beulah, one thing that we changed, and we've talked about this a little bit here and there over the last year during COVID, but we changed our annual ministry planning cycle to be actually 3 times a year instead of 1 time a year. So we're going 4 months at a time, just so that we can be more responsive and adaptable. And it was one of those things where we had to do, because every 2 months was different during the mess of, or kind of the peak of COVID. But moving forward, it's like, you know what, in our highly adaptable world where we just need to be agile, okay, what are some things that, yeah, we do need to plan a year out and a year ahead of time, but how do we actually have a shorter planning cycle and a more of an active feedback loop by doing this 3 times a year instead of once? So one thing that I've done at Beulah that our leadership team has done is you know, we'll set those tent poles, we'll set those big rocks, those things that we all need to be aware of in the calendar, and we'll essentially allow the central ministry team. So we have our creative arts pastor on that, our children's pastor, our youth pastor, our discipleship pastor, and our kind of connections, impact, outreach sort of pastor on that. These are our central staff. We actually have them leading teams where they have representation from each of the campuses on their teams. So the person who's in charge of discipleship at the other campuses, they're on that team that the central discipleship pastor leads, for example. And what happens is, ministry planning wise, each of those 5 areas, they're leading their teams, knowing what the focus needs to be. They're leading their teams centrally and across all campus to be like, okay, yeah, what do the next 4 months look like for us? What does success look like? How do we move things forward? And they're doing that together, where the smaller campuses and the larger campuses, they're all involved in the same discussion. It's not the larger campus making a decision for everyone else. They're engaging in the dialogue together, and they're then saying, okay, now here are our plans. But what we do at the end of all that is the campus pastors then actually look at all the plans for their campus, and they can look at all that and be like, okay, so in light of this, in light of what ministry looks like for us over the next 4 months, what are unique contextual pieces and things that God is calling us to do that isn't written down in any of this, that we are going to ask for budget for, that we are going to lead and we are going to plan apart from Central? We are going to do that as a campus lead team. So in a sense, we've come to this tension of, okay, here are the Central, here are the campus. And because we're never going to get it right the first time, really, we're only planning 4 months at a time. So our learning cycle is quicker, and we're able to go like, okay, you know, it didn't work that well last time. It was too much or it's too little. So let's try it this time. And now let's change it for the next 4 months. So that's the shift and the pivot that we've done during COVID in regards to ministry planning.
Well, I like that. And I think, you know, in an ever-changing world, it's important to have, again, some of those muscles flexed quite often. And the other thing too, again, going back to the whole conversation around clarity of vision and values, you are only able to plan in that way and be adaptable in that way if everybody's on the same page and clear, again, on those vision and values. That's what makes it possible to do what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. Awesome. Well, thank you again for listening into our podcast. We do appreciate it. And we're going to continue this series on multi-site skills, this little mini series. If there are other sorts of mini series or topics that you would love for us to address, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. If you're on your mobile device, you can send that in, or just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.